Good morning. We continue with our study of the world of friendship of Rav Volbi, the Olam HaYedidus, between 6 and 10, between the Six-Day War and the Yom Kippur War, when he gave these lectures to encourage people to come closer to Hashem. People were seeking Hashem at that point in time, but wanted a way to put together religion and wanted to figure out what mitzvos talk about. And of course, Rav Volbi joined in, and lately we've been discussing his concept of mitzvos. And he turns around and he says, I want you to remember something. Mitzvos are just not social constructs. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a system of running the world so that we should be good, we should be charitable, we should engage in nice things so that our world would be a comfortable community. We do mitzvos because they are things that are connected to Hashem. And he brings a proof. Let's say a person gets to the mitzvah of Peah. The mitzvah of Peah, a person is a farmer, and at the end of every year he has a responsibility to set aside a section of his field to be left over for the poor. And the poor don't come. Or let's say a person has to separate Miser for a Levi, and the Levi doesn't come. We have a similar concept to what happens if a person has to give Matanos Levionim on Purim, and he's living in an extremely wealthy neighborhood, and there are no Evyonim, Halavai. So in such a situation, we can't say we're exempt from giving it. We have a responsibility called Hafresha, to separate the amount. Now, what's the point of separating the amount if the social context construct is not going to be completed? Says Rav Volbi, it's because Hashem told us to do it. We have a responsibility to do what our responsibility is, because that is part of what we do, that's part of the magic wand that brings the Kedusha to the world. And then there is the end part, which is that it also has within it an involvement with the world. Hashem doesn't give us haphazard, crazy things to do. He gives us things to do that make sense. But when we do mitzvos, we should remember, we are not just mitzvos are not just administrative rules for governing a society. Mitzvos are our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They apply in all spheres of life. I remember once meeting somebody who told me that he became interested in becoming a Baal Tshuva when he watched somebody make a bracha coming out of the bathroom. And so he asked the person, what are you doing? And the person said to him, what do you mean there's godliness even when a person goes to the bathroom? He has to turn around and God's there as well. And so the person who was telling me the story says to me, he came to an awareness that if a Jew is supposed to be able to recognize that there's a godly involvement, even in something as mundane as going to the bathroom, he realized that on the one hand, this is either oppressive or it's impressive. And he chose that it didn't really seem too oppressive, so he decided to be impressed. And it inspired him to seek out more spiritual connection to Hashem in the process. That's really what we do in our understanding of mitzvos. In commandments and certain other religions, there's a certain understanding that there's holy and then there's profane, that there's things that you do and things that not, and holy people don't engage in the profane. And profane people don't engage in the holy. That's not what happens for the Hamon Am here in religion. In our religion, there is room for a neshama inside physical activities. We don't run away from the world. We utilize the process of mitzvos in order to bring us into the world, to create an environment. We don't sectionalize our lives. That's Christian influence. And we have a responsibility to realize otherwise. You know, many years ago, I think it was Rabbi Rakefet from the Gris Kolel in Yerushalayim, who once pointed out that there was a Jewish or a magazine called Jewish Life, and they decided to dedicate three issues, one to Reform Judaism, and one to Conservative Judaism, and one to Orthodox Judaism. And each cover was supposed to be unique and different. So for the Reform Judaism, they selected a big, beautiful, empty temple, because they felt that the idea of being in the temple was the place where the religion happened. And the conservative chose JTS because they felt that the ivory tower, the academy, was where the religion was at. When it came time to choose the Orthodox, so the Orthodox selected a Shabbos table, a Seder table. It was one of the Yamim Tovim. And they chose to focus on the family. Because in Yiddishkeit, true, authentic Yiddishkeit, it's not about the temple per se, although a shul is extremely important, and it's not about the academy, though the yeshivas are extremely important. But Yiddishkeit and mitzvos are able to be achieved in the home. And in fact, that highlights what we're supposed to do, says Rav Volbe. We're supposed to be able to find mitzvos everywhere in order for us to create an environment to understand how Hashem runs His world. In fact, this fits very well with the idea of the Olam HaYedidus, because the opposite of Yedidus we've seen before is the concept of Zaros. Zaros, a sense of creating strangeness. And of course, we're told in terms of our lives, Lo yebecha el zar v'lo sishtach v'la el nechar. We're told you shouldn't have a private avodah zarah. What does that mean? You shouldn't be turning around and listening to the idea of division within life. A person has to be able to find kedusha throughout his life. And, when one has an avodah zarah or inside himself, a desire to do strange things that don't have a connection to religion, so Rav Volbe says he calls that an elil, like an avodah zarah. And he says it becomes an all-encompassing focus. He says anything can be an elil. Totalitarian regime can be an elil. Money can be an elil. And an elil needs you to make sacrifices for it. The Catholic Church talks about love, but there's been a lot of sacrifice in order to achieve that love. Russia, the country, the communist regime, talks about justice. But of course, look how much lying went into the process of justice. Just listen to the Asirei Tzion, the people who were not allowed to make the trips into Eretz Yisrael and what they suffered in the process. So that person needs to understand that there are elilim in the world that challenge us, and we have a responsibility to understand how Chazal turn around and focus. Maybe tomorrow we'll get into the understanding of the difference between love from the perspective of other religions and love for us, and how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and gives us mitzvos in order to demonstrate to us how we are supposed to proceed. But in the interim, let's take the time out and look for the chance to turn every moment of our day into mitzvos and be guided by that connection in order to make every day a great day. Have a wonderful day.